This is Little Rock Public Radio. I'm Daniel Breen. The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra recently announced its new associate conductor, Northwest Arkansas native Matthew Pavone, starts August 1st as the symphony's artistic leader and conductor of the Arkansas Symphony Youth Orchestra. Little Rock Public Radio's Paige Murphy sat down with Pavone to talk about his passion for music as a child and his aspirations for the symphony.
So what drew you to music and to being a conductor specifically?
Music was something that was a part of my early education. Probably started playing through school. Viola was actually the path that I took into music. So from there, I actually started playing in like a local youth orchestra. It was the Ozark Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. And there I encountered conductor David Barg, who was quite the personality. He was a exceptionally talented. He was eccentric. He was funny. And slowly over the course of, especially my high school years, it developed into, I actually love this. I love being here. I love the energy from the podium, from my friends, from this process of creating music. The most precise point I could like pin it on was the first time I heard Mahler's First Symphony. It was actually in Northwest Arkansas. I heard a live performance of Mahler's First Symphony, and I'd never heard Mahler's music ever before. And it just jumped out at me. We were sitting there during their dress rehearsal. And this conductor I mentioned, David, had his score open, and he was pointing out the different locations, the different era, what instrument's about to come in, what does that represent? It's a motif from earlier in the symphony. All these sorts of details that, you know, I was never going to be privy to on a first time listen. And I was sitting there absolutely enthralled. And at the end of that rehearsal, he saw how excited I was. He closed the score, and on the like front cover, he had everywhere he conducted it. There was a Moscow and Los Angeles Youth Orchestra, New York, any location he had done that symphony. And he closed the book and he handed it to me. He handed me the score. And he said, I just want you to take this and study it. Just hold on to it. And it was the most precious gift. I still have a photo of me holding that Mahler 1 score. I returned it after a year. I didn't want to keep it. It was too precious. And I returned it to him. But I think that's probably the most precise point where I was like, there's something magical about this art. There's something special about a conductor. I don't know what it is, but I knew from back then that that was the avenue I wanted to pursue.
I read that one of the reasons you went for this position was because programming is everything. Can you explain more?
I think that when anyone in their car is pulling up their playlist, right? Even if it's a podcast, I think it still kind of applies. There's something about this audio medium. We're generating something in our brains. I think that programming is an extension of kind of who you are as a person, just like anyone's personal playlist is kind of like, this is what I want to feel, or this is the music that I really enjoy. It's there's something intimate about it. And then when you share it, you know, if you've had the scary experience of being like, I really like this thing, I want to share it with someone. And there's the risk of maybe they won't like it as much as you do. And that there's a tension in that shared experience. I think that it is a personal thing, but it's also a reflection of who we are. And by we, I mean the whole community as a whole. It affects every single layer. There's not a single layer of the orchestra, symphony orchestra as a society that's not affected by what music we're doing, because it shows what our values are. It shows what inspires us. It shows what we hope to actually do later on in the future. And when I was seeing the programming that Arkansas Symphony was actually doing, I was actually astounded. I thought, this is exciting, because these are concerts I want to go see.
So you've had experience working with youth orchestras before. What's special to you about working with youth as opposed to adult musicians?
There's an energy. There's an excitement that we're still discovering a lot of things about life. And that discovery process doesn't end at any point, right? We're always learning. We're always growing as human beings. But I think that with young orchestras, young people in orchestras, there's so much excitement and discovery happening. And it was the point with which I fell in love with music. And I know what that feels like to be growing up, to be experiencing life, to not know what I'm going to do with my life yet. That's not even been decided. I'm just hanging out with friends. I'm doing my best in school. None of those other pressures were on me, and I freely chose to do music. Not because there was any, in my mind back then, there was no monetary gain. There was nothing. The pure draw was I love music and I love spending time with people. And that never changes at any point. I think that the energy that you get is very distinct just because of the age group.
What plans do you have for the youth orchestra or the symphony as a whole? Is there something specific you're excited about?
Yeah, I think there's a large learning curve for me, right? And joining in, because the hope is that I can join in into the vision that they have and be able to somehow bolster it. I think that in terms of like the youth orchestra, there's so much good that's already being done. And so to be invited into this organization already is such an honor. And I think with them, this is something that I'm a big believer of too. I grew up listening to full length like classical albums all the way through. it's attempted. People can recognize the last 4 minutes of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, right? People know Beethoven Fifth Symphony Movement One. Have they heard the rest of the overture? Have they heard the rest of the symphony? Are they familiar with his Fourth Symphony? All the other things. I think one of my hopes is, can we have this youth orchestra experience doing full length works, which they have absolutely before, but to aim for that, to aim for, instead of experiencing just movements, can we do a whole work, give everyone in the orchestra that experience of understanding it's a part of a whole. It's one chapter, one movement is just one chapter in the book. I think those are the things I'm really excited to maybe explore. So I just hope to come alongside them with what they're already doing, and with the Youth Symphony, I'm hoping that we can find a way to have both our classics, our pillars, and maybe offer something that people have not heard before. I think that's really exciting to do.
Can you pitch going to the symphony to someone who's never been?
So my pitch, basically, for anyone who hasn't been, is there is something here for you. And I would love to help anyone find what that is. Please go online. Please see. Are you interested in movies? Are you interested in this or that? Whatever it might be, there is something here for you. And this is what I was saying before. Programming is a reflection of us, and it's what we think the community will resonate with too. So I think that's it, is that Arkansas Symphony Orchestra is going to be doing music that you will find meaningful.
And that was Matthew Pavone, the new associate conductor of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, speaking with Little Rock Public Radio's Paige Murphy.